I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. You know, I woke up this morning with what I thought was a post-horror remix hangover. My band was supposed to play a show last night. It didn't happen. So I just had a beer at the bar because our guitarist wasn't able to make it. So that didn't happen. Had a beer at the bar and then hung out with my brother for a little bit and walked down to the Bottleneck for a horror remix where I drank. Actually, I think I only had like two beers there, if memory serves me, possibly three. It, things get a little fuzzy when you've been drinking since, you know, eight. So, yeah, I woke up this morning thinking I had a hangover. It turns out it was actually a caffeine headache. I get up for my day job, and I have to be there quite early at 4 a.m. So by today, I got up at 9. Usually by that point, I've been up for 5 hours, and I've already consumed half a pot of coffee. So that was a bit of addiction that I wasn't really thrilled to discover. That being said, speaking of addictions, there have been a lot of record purchases here. There's more coming in the mail this afternoon. It's fucking ridiculous. So next week's show will be just as packed as this one. We're going to get this started with a cover song. It is from Vinyl Collective's Under the Influence series. This is volume number 14. It is a split between Attica, and this band, Ruiner, doing a cover of a cover of the song Morning Glory, originally by Oasis. This is Ruiner. Recent full-length LP on Sorry State Records, that was Strip Mines with Gallows Tree. Haven't gotten a review of that up at the Rockstar Journalist page quite yet, but we enjoy it just as much as we did their last single on Sorry State. It's really good stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of the way they just, they pummel. Like, they lumber ahead, but they've, like, I like the fact that they manage to be simultaneously fast and sort of, like, that slow train thing that, like, a lot of hardcore bands have, but they have, like, they combine basically sort of that, like, plod of sort of late 80s, like, East Coast hardcore with the speed of, like, Cali early 80s hardcore. I dig it. I'm a big fan. Before that, a band from Chicago picked that up while I was up there for C2E2. It is a band called Kamikaze Eyes from their two summers ago single that was Chewing Glass. They evidently don't hardly play at all anymore, which is a shame. Like, that's a band I would really like to see, but that would require going to Chicago more often. And you know what? I don't ever think that's a bad thing. And we started everything off with Ruiner doing a cover of Morning Glory, originally by Oasis. But what about Oasis? I should really... That favorite SNL sketch. Oh my god, so good. Anyhow. We're gonna get some stuff going here from their split with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones on Chunksaw Records. This is Madcap with Hometown.
Sleep tonight. I hear the sirens as I walk down 59. never rest. We're the boys, we're the boys on the open road.
Thank you.
from their debut self-titled single. That was the Main Street Saints with Main Street from Kansas City. You know, that's a band that I imagine they do have a lot of underground success. They are quite sort of popular to the oi/streak punk cognoscenti. I was a big fan of that band back in the late 90s. It's a shame they never really caught on. They all kind of had day jobs and kids and everything that really precluded them from touring a lot, which seemed to be sort of an issue with a lot of those street punk bands. Like, they would play like their local scenes rather regularly, and then they would play like those sort of festivals that would show up like in Atlanta or in Phoenix or something like that, or Kansas City in the case of the street punk shows there. But for the most part, like, those bands never really traveled outside of their scenes except to play these occasional one-off shows, which I think really kind of kept that oi or street punk, especially the American street punk scene, from really taking off as much as it could have, despite the fact that the way sort of the Dropkick Murphys success really propelled that, which is a shame. Like, I if you get past the sort of jingoism that is somewhat inherent in the genre, like stuff like Anti-Heroes, like like, it's just fucking good rock and roll. Speaking of which, a song I think proves my point excellently from the Oi Oi, a tribute to AC/DC compilation 7-inch. That was the Fat Skins with If You Want Blood, You Got It, right before the Main Street Saints. Yeah, see? I mean, like, that proves better than anything. Maybe the Coxbar tribute that DSS Records put out might do it just as well. But, I mean, like, AC/DC is, like, a real rock and roll band. I mean, fuck it. I'm reading Mark Evans. The Bazillion Points book that he put out about his time in AC/DC, and that is a rock and roll band. Holy shit. We started everything off with Madcap doing Hometown from their split with the Mighty Mighty Bosstones on Chunksaw Records. Not a band anymore. They were always a good live act. I don't think it ever really translated to the recordings, but man, they're a fantastic live band. Next set, we're starting it off with a track. I can't remember who recommended this to me, but god damn, the single's good. It is the Control EP from School Jerks, and this song is entitled Ugly Minds, Ugly Faces.
Yeah.
from their split with the Automatics. That was Lopez with White Trash, Tough Guy. Not a band I know a lot about. I really don't know anything beyond what I've heard on that split 7-inch, and it's really interesting considering the fact that, like, the Automatics are pretty pop punk. I mean, there's a little grit there, but, I mean, there's a lot more grit to Lopez. Really, really good, entertaining, fast-ass stuff. Before that, Joint Damage, also known as Joint D not equals, I don't know how to pronounce that symbol. Let's just call them Joint D, from their Strike Gently LP out now on Sorry State Records. That was Depth Charge. That review went up earlier this week at Rockstar Journalist. Definitely a Wipers influence there. I hate quoting from the press release to sort of sum up how a band sounds, but yeah, fuck it, they sound like the Wipers. In a good way. I don't mean it in that they are derivative or they are ripping off a band, but you can definitely see that sort of influence there. And we started everything off with School Jerks doing Ugly Minds, Ugly Faces from the Control EP. They've got a couple other singles out, and I think I'm going to have to track them down. That is really good, fast, naughty punk. I know that it's sort of a popular thing now to do sort of like an 80s throwback and sort of ape that sound, but the bands that really make it interesting are the ones that bring a fresh take to it, and I think School Jerks are definitely one of those. Up next, some garage rock and roll. This is from their new single on Slovenly Records. It is New Coke. Actually, well, it's not on Slovenly. Like, Slovenly is distributing it? Yeah, let's just say that. It is a band called New Coke. The title of the single is He Got Stabbed in the Throat. This is the B-side. It is entitled All I Want Is Your Sunshine.
Baby, let the misery put you aside. I hope you feel the same. my friend. You say one thing, I say another. What exactly do you mean, my lover? I never know. The time will tell. Hot damn, got it in a nutshell. Me, I said I'd never go there. See my dreams like I really care. What's that drug you're on? I'd like to come along. I don't wanna know you. I just wanna function as your friend. This is going to be just like another roller coaster ride. It's a love for life.
That was Pujol from his single Record Store Day exclusive. Is it really exclusive or limited when it's like a pressing of 1,000? Like, I mean, I know that means it's like a one-time pressing and there's not going to be any more. But I mean, like, that's your average pressing for a single. Like, limited to me says, like, in terms of like an LP, like really anything probably 500 or less, maybe 1,000 or less in terms of an LP. But like for a single, like to make it really limited, like you're going to have to get it like at least under 300. That's just me. That's an arbitrary number, I understand. But yeah, like when I know I can find copies like a couple months from now. It's not limited. It is limited in that you're not going to make any more, but it's not like limited as in exclusive. But anyhow, that was Pujol on Saddle Creek Records. That was Reverse Vampires from the single of the same name, a Record Store Day exclusive. God damn it. I know I mentioned this on the Rockstar Journalist blog, but fuck it. Saddle Creek, put out the goddamn LP already. Like, they put out a 10-inch earlier this year, now a single, and, like, the LP is not going to drop. By the time the LP fucking drops, I'm going to have an LP's worth of tracks. God damn it. Anyhow, still looking forward to it. Before that, Magic City did Love Whiplash from their split with Up the Academy. God, that's so good. I'm going to have to track down some more of their stuff. I like Up the Academy. We played the A-side to their new single, Gimme Gimme, last week. Magic City does a fine job. The Up the Academy track on the B-side is a fantastic little instrumental. We're working up another all-instrumental show for here in a couple weeks, and that will definitely find its way on. And before that, New Coke, All I Want Is Your Sunshine, the B-side to the He Got Stabbed in the Throat single. Now, that is not put out by Slovenly. They are sort of distributing it. It's a self-released single, which means it's going to disappear real quick as people hip themselves to how fucking awesome it is. So that's that. We've got one more set of music, and we're going to start it off with actually two out of the three songs here are Record Store Day singles. And we're starting it out with the second track on the Varum Allure single by Lemuria on Bridge 9 Records. This is what I think is the better song of the two, being a relative thing. This is Cannonballs to Hurt.
We got a place to fly. We'll roll and move, baby. I'm going nowhere. I got a wireless phone, TV and radio, but I can't sleep at night. 'Cause I would like to know, who are you, baby? And what are you dreaming of? Upside down, turns around, pulls your way, sucks you down.
Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle did Christina. That is from their most recent album, Tell It to the People, on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Now, that is, they've released two CDs very recently. The original Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle release was actually the first release on Voodoo Rhythm Records. It was called Forgotten Million Sellers. It was on LP only, and it's been out of print for quite a while, so Voodoo Rhythm recently reissued that on a CD to coincide with the release of the new Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle album. As I said, Tell It to the People. That first album is, like, they're psychedelic as fuck. There's a lot of reverb, there's a lot of just, like, crazy shit going on, and that first album, Forgotten Million Sellers, will blow your mind. Like, I can't even listen to it at work. Like, I've had people make me turn it off twice already. I haven't made it past the first 30 seconds of the first track. Before that, Cuddly Toy, done by Apache Dropout. That is a cover song. The original, done by Mr. Harry Nilsson. Can't go wrong with a Nilsson cover. The other three tracks on there are fantastic, and, you know, it's a $10 7-inch, and I understand that might be a lot for some people, but, you know, licensing costs money, and, it's very, very much worth your money. Before that, Lemuria did Cannonballs to Hurt off the Varum Allure single on Bridge 9 Records, also a Record Store Day exclusive. Now, here's what kind of sucks about Lemuria. I have yet to hear an LP of theirs that I'm a big fan of, but all of their singles are just, like, out of the park fucking fantastic. Like, the Chautauqua County single, their split with Cheap Girls, their, I mean, I've said this before, the Aussie single, like, it's all fantastic stuff, and then the LPs just kind of leave me cold. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means, but goddamn Cannonballs to Herd is good. Like, it's got a slow build, but by the end of it, oh, man, that is a perfect pop song. I really, really, really hope they will come through Lawrence or Kansas City at some point soon. All right, that's this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find it each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at Rockstar Journalist, which is where I blog about records and tapes and zines and books and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this digital age of ours. You can find me online, also on Twitter at NuthousePunks. I tweet like crazy, and you can find out what I'm doing and what I think is interesting and what I'm complaining about more often than not, really, on the whole complaining thing. Daily, repeatedly throughout the day, if not hourly. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for review. Until next week, thank you for listening.